bus leaving Sligo a long time ago took Michal away from his home. He'd heard there was work going in England. To the Dublin docks he did roam. On the Holyhead boat there were others like him, from Leitrim and Kerry and Down, sons and daughters from all over Ireland, bound for London town. He wandered the city in search of a start, or even a room for the night. In his left hand the suitcase of leather and wood, his grandfather's fiddle in his right. Through the streets of the bombed out buildings, past the rubble that Hitler blew down, the strayaway child from the west of Ireland, alone in London town. He signed on with a ganger from Dublin, the cruelest little tyrant that ever you met. Had him sweating in trenches for 12 hours a day. 'Twas hard work, but all he could get. But he'd take out his fiddle when the work was all done, when the picks and the shovels were laid down, a tune for the broad-backed sons of Ireland, come to rebuild London town. It was 7 day weeks with nary a break. Sligo was left far behind, till one of the boys says, pick yourself up, come on down the road for a pint. When he opened the door, Michal thought he was home. Oh, what a glorious sound. Sons and daughters from all over Ireland, playing music in London town. There was marching Byrne from Galway, McCarthy and Casey from Clare, McGlinchey, the Roger, Roland and Farrell, seemed like half of Ireland was there. Well, they bade him to take out his fiddle, and they played till the lights went down. Raise a glass to the 33rd County boys, right here in London town. Many's the year has passed and gone, but it seems just a fortnight ago, those sessions in the White Hart and the Favourite, Fulham, Broadway and Holloway Row. It's the music that carries the heart and the soul. It's the same the whole world round, whether you're living in New York or Donegal or here in London town. It's the music that carries the heart and the soul. It's the same the whole world around, whether you're living in New York or Donegal or here in London town.